Back live on internet radio through BBS. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Northern California, and we wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to present themselves here shortly. They are located in Sedona, Arizona. And we do this through a conference call, simulcast with this internet radio show. And on Wednesdays, if you have questions, we have answers. You can submit a question per email to win by using the address of questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. During the call, during the show, Wynn goes over those questions and he will pick the ones he will ask. Several people joined in. Welcome to you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
And welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you for being.
Hi, Don.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you all for being here. And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, this is Mary Aline.
I hear Mary Aline.
And Barb.
And another, and Barb in Ohio. Welcome to you both, ladies.
Hi, Barb. Mary Aline.
And and two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to you.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, guys. Hi, Mary Aline.
Hello. All right. Somebody's phone is buzzing. All right. And I welcome all those that are participating with this episode. If you have questions, we have answers through BBS Radio. Thank you for listening in. And you can, if you want to, submit a question to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I welcome the next caller live here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry, good evening to you. Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening. Hi.
Terry? Hello, Terry.
Great to have you, Terry. You are a blessing to us and to many people. It's outstanding what you're doing. My gratitude to you.
Oh, yeah.
I second that.
Thank you.
You're affecting a lot of lives in such a wonderfully positive way.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you, Terry. Honestly, thank you so much for the answers that you've given me. Personally, it's just been amazing.
Who is this?
I welcome the next.
It's Jennifer.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And another person joined in on the call. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil C6C Serpent from sunshiny Seattle.
Hey. Welcome here, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you.
Glad to hear your voice.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, this is Prudy.
Prudelia, welcome.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, everyone.
Prudy.
Is that her given name, Prudelia?
Prudelia, I love it.
That's cute.
sounds like it should be a great book.
She is a beautiful, she is like a beautiful flower, and it sounds like a beautiful flower.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
right.
It does.
That's right. That's
pretty funny. You founded her own town.
Another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
A positive greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Welcome to you, Raiden. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Raiden.
And the next caller, welcome to you. If you want to, please say a name and location. We welcome you. Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art Franklin, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr.
Art. How are you? Hi there.
Thank you.
Hi.
Awesome. Terry Brown. Do you know about Wynn?
Yeah, let me go. He knows about the car.
Okay.
Let me go.
That's a good start. Yeah. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, hi.
Antonio, amigo, welcome.
Hi, Antonio.
Thank you.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I submitted a question through a text, so...
All right.
Yeah,
good job, good job. That's
Yeah, I know it takes a lot for you to do stuff like that, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It used to.
Yeah.
Used to.
Hi, Don.
Right.
Hi,
Antonio.
Now, it's getting easier, except emails, they still give me problems.
Yeah, well... That's understandable. But you sound like a different person, Antonio.
You're passing the threshold, Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
You have the courage, and you know you get over it. You know what I mean? You're making lots of
He's
progress.
He's working his way through this. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And even sending texts would get me anxious, but
mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, I have to do it."
Yep.
Good for you. Good for you, Antonio.
Yeah, and last week when I submitted my question.
Another person joined in here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome to the call, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Yeah.
Hello, Shirley.
I asked Lynn, and he said it was about time.
That's good.
And last week I was too nervous to be on the call to hear my answer.
Mm-hmm.
I did listen to the call yesterday, so I got my answer. But now,
yes, you did. Yeah.
Yes. Now I don't feel anxious.
Good.
Oh, that's good. So it helped quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Hi, welcome to the next person.
Hi, how are you? It's Debbie from Costa Mesa.
The dolphin arrived. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, so when you hear my umbrella just blew through my patio screen.
So
Debbie Dolphin.
Yeah, Debbie Dolphin.
Yeah.
Hi, Rudy. Dolphin.
You ever seen the video of Trump, President Trump, and his umbrella when he got in the airplane?
No. What was that?
He didn't know how to close the umbrella, so he just left like outside the door.
Oh, no.
I would have done the same thing.
Oh, no. Yeah, I can't
take it. Other than that, though.
Are you sure it was made in America?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I would imagine the president has a pretty good quality umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have said the heck with it and threw it out somewhere.
You know, I listened to his speech.
He good one.
He gave a speech, I think, at the university or something yesterday, but it was an hour and 18 minutes, but I just couldn't stop watching. It was so encouraging. It was...
Really? Good.
An awesome speech, yeah, and really encouraging also the young kids over there. It was beautiful to listen to.
Oh, that's great. I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah,
I'm sure
nice
it's on YouTube
something
someplace.
Good for a change, you know?
Positive, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
To Roger in Austin.
Roger, good evening. Thank you for being
good
here.
Good evening. Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Roger.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, Wynn.
Terry's running in saying, everybody's asking for you.
That's right.
You got to get closer to your mic, Wynn.
Yes,
we can't hear
your mic.
Is that better?
To the next, yes. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And, again, welcome to all those that joined in through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating.
Hi, BBS.
And if you want to submit a question, you can do so. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Somebody else joined in on the conference call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Oh, it's Mary Eddie, and I got kicked off and came back.
All
My
right,
phone
welcome
died.
Back, Mary.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Anthony. Hello, everyone.
It's been really hot here today.
Yes, same over here. It's in the hundreds.
Ooh, yeah, here geez.
Hundreds?
In the hundreds.
It was 75 and beautiful today.
It is
no
hot.
Humidity.
Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Edgina from Chicago.
Guten Abend, Edgina. Ich willkomme dich.
Danke schön. Ganz gut, danke.
Danke, Edna.
I'm sorry?
I said danke, Edna.
bitte.
You know more Dutch than you do Spanish.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Antonio? Because I speak Spanish too, but I don't speak you guys. We speak you guys Spanish here.
You probably speak more Spanish than I do.
Cornish, you are.
Buenos nachos.
Cornish, you are.
Hicieron los tacos.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
What do you say, Robin?
It's a Japanese.
Oh.
Konnichiwa, yeah. It's Elegato kore no otisana.
No mas pantalones.
Vamanos a la playa, then, yeah?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Buenas noches, please say your name and location. Wanda?
Hello.
Are you hiding, Wanda?
Hello.
Hi, Wanda. Supposed to say, buenas noches, muchacho, Rhonda.
You can't hide from highs.
Do you remember that movie? Do you remember that movie?
Several people talking at the same time. Antonio, go ahead.
Man, in that movie Encino Man, where they're in Spanish class and there's the thing, it says the cheese is old and moldy, and it's el queso es viejo y pudrido.
Why do you bring this up? I love cheese, but not old and moldy.
Well,
old moldy cheese is good.
Isn't that called tennis on, what do you call
blue
it?
Cheese.
Blue cheese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I found some moldy cheese in my fridge, and I took off the mold, and it was really good.
For anyone listening on BBS, Antonio is kind of our like our comic relief at the beginning of the call. He talks about moldy cheese and peanut butter, and it's a little off topic, but it's okay.
The grown-up kid that's discovering.
Mm-hmm.
And we are about to start.
Thanks for the warning.
So, and as usual, every day we do our Whole Planet Healing conference call at 7 p.m. Pacific, meaning right after this radio show on BBS. You can call in, not on the radio, it's only per conference call. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. I welcome the next person calling in over here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to.
The call for Whole Planet Healing is 712-777, and if you're on BBS, write this down, 712-770-4340, and 250-513 is the PIN. And
I'm there every night.
Antonio's there every night. We try to keep him under control. Okay.
Forget to tip your waitress.
You know, Antonio is so far out that he has to immerse himself in mundane things to keep himself grounded. Okay. So. And plus, Antonio and I are working on a comedy routine, and. Someday, if you see two guys standing in the park telling jokes about moldy things in their refrigerator and peanut butter, please throw us a quarter. And
not too hard, though.
And most of the money goes to Antonio, okay? I just have to cover my subway fare.
I don't have a hat. Do you have a hat?
Well, you don't need a hat. You can use a cup.
Tin cup works good.
Well, what city are you in, Antonio? I forget.
I'm in just
a small town.
And where?
Kingsburg.
Kingsburg. Kingsburg?
KINGSBURG.
Is that near Chico?
Fresno. No. Yeah, it's close to Fresno.
Close to Fresno. Okay.
About 20 minutes south of Fresno.
You never went to Buck Owens Crystal Palace, did you?
No.
You never even heard of it, did you?
No. Who's Buck Owens?
Crystal Palace.
It's this guy that loves peanut butter, and I thought maybe crossed your path.
I was listening to Creedence Clearwater Revival song, and he talked about Buck Owens listening to Buck Owens. I can't remember the song.
He's an old time country singer.
Ah,
star, yeah.
Okay.
He was on Hee Haw too.
talking about peanut butter, do not eat it, especially males.
Almond butter is much better. It's much better.
It's mostly mayonnaise.
No.
Almond butter is from almond.
It's got a peanut butter's got a bad lectin in it that can
peanut give butter meal, has fungal matter in it. Actually.
I'm sorry.
Fungal matter.
Fungal. Okay, let's start. This is not
all
really.
All right, here we go. I'm going to mute the phone lines.
Muted.
24.
This conference is being recorded.
All right. This is July 24th, 2019. Everybody everywhere. And, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody everywhere is Whole Planet Healing. And on this call, we ask questions to our sources. Somebody just came in. Would you like to say your name and your city?
We are muted, Wynn.
Oh, they're muted. Okay, never mind. And I just got logged out here. So logging in. We have been having ongoing communications with these huge stellar intelligences that explain themselves to be group souls. And they have a huge awareness of this realm. The Elohim has been around since the beginning of the realm, and they have watched mankind and every other kind go through all their changes, their growth. They've watched the realm get corrupted. That was not their intention when they created it, but it's gotten corrupted. There's a lot of conflicts in this realm, and they are making themselves available to our group, which is very unusual that they find a group that they trust and that... Or even a group that can hear them, right. And so they tell us they're very delighted to make this connection, and it's very rare. And in past epochs of time, the word Elohim was used for God. But they are not God in the way Western culture would define that word God. They are at the top of the matrix. They can shift things on their plane, and it can shift in this plane in what looks like a miracle. And they need to be asked because they don't violate free will. And they don't want to just, not everyone that wants shifts is positive or wants positive shifts. They're not here just to please everyone that wants something to happen. They're here to make a difference. To, at one point, they said to bring heaven on earth. If you notice our group, if there's anyone new on the line, our group, as people were checking in, is very loving and very accepting. And it's a place where you don't have to be bigger than you are. I don't have to be bigger than I am. We just come as we are, and this amazing energy starts to circulate amongst us, which our sources say is them. And the people that pay attention for this call over a period of time will probably believe it, because there's a lot of evidence that it works this way. But everyone has to come with their own, how shall we say it, experience. And the first step in getting an experience is to be curious, to pay enough attention to us, decide if we're a bunch of bozos or if we're on to the biggest thing on the planet right now. I can't tell you one or the other, or even anything in between. It's a matter of you making your own observation, and we give you plenty of chance to pay attention. You can listen to them. After a while, you can feel their energy, or maybe right away. So tonight's the call that people submit questions, and we pose the questions that people submit. And my partner and best friend, Terry Brown, happens to be the person that's going to talk through and answer questions. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how come you're not muted?
I've been being real quiet.
You've been very good. I don't hear any weird noises.
No, okay. Not yet.
So.
Not till I drop the phone or something.
Terry and I have known each other for years and years, and I didn't know she could do this. Neither did she. And one night, about 19 years ago, no, no, 17 years ago, she woke me up in the middle of the night and said, get the tape recorder out. And this voice came through her that said it was the Elohim. And did I have any questions? And then I asked some questions. And it's been going on ever since. And there's been miracles, there's been epiphanies that people have had. I think one of the things that happens when people are on our line regularly, that if you're one of those people that is getting negatively attacked, it seems as if coming on our calls creates an energy where your negative attacks stop. And that's one thing that happens. And there's a lot of things that happen. But right now, we're going to do an invocation for protection and call in the light and talk to them. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the protection of the light to surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the center of the universe, moving through the galaxies, the Milky Way, the solar system, into the outer energies of planet Earth, into the Earth, through our bodies and into the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Fa'an. We are a group, part of a group soul of the Elohim and of the Ra group. And we have come together, combined our souls, to be able to assist into your realm where we can. It is a co-creative venture when we do it, because we can't do it for you, but we can assist you to do it. You are your own source of this help. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it, as it is not applying to you. And if somebody asks a question, maybe your question brought the answer that for somebody else may not be at all the same answer for you. We have come together as a group, and different ones of us feed in answers as we see them. And we are a large group so that we can have a large frequency bandwidth that you may be able to access more easily. The Elohim, which is part of us, is very high frequency and very hard to access from your realm, but it takes some extra sensory perception, perhaps, or getting used to it. When we intersect your space, it creates a light pink light, which is full of light. Do you have questions?
Yes. Well, when we were initially talking to the Elohim through Daphne, there were some different councils that would identify themselves. One of them, of course, was the Council of An. And the Council of An explained they were the part of the Elohim that was responsible for communicating and translating into a local language. And then we know, it came up, there was a council that was Grace, that was perhaps the highest level of Elohim, that could actually move through all the dimensions and create what looked like miracles in our realm. Who are some of the other councils, and what do they do?
Well, there are the Council of 12, and they have representatives that move into different areas and are a sort of management area that comes individuals that come together and present. It isn't like a board meeting, but because communication is instantaneous, there are areas that check how other aspects of the Elohim are doing. There is a table rock in the Ra group. There is a large section of the Ra group that also are on call to be able to come in if needed, and they are parts of different groups. There are groups that are assigned to Jupiter, to Mercury, to the different planets, who has more specificity to do with each of the planets. Those are some of the groups. Back to you, Whit.
Yeah. Okay. How about the Council of Benai? B'Nai.
Spell it again.
B'Nai, I believe.
We would there are different levels of groups, different bandwidths within which groups go, and then there are that is several lower bandwidths than we are.
So you don't necessarily oversee that particular group.
There are in-betweens that oversee.
Okay. And how about the Elohim and the one infinite creator? Is there
Let me just smile. Go ahead.
Do you guys exchange with the one infinite creator as part of your normal routine?
Yes, we do. This is a very, very high frequency next to nothing. Of which all life partakes and is derived from.
Okay. Now, Antonio asks, what can I do to get over my hoarding problems?
Hoarding?
Hoarding. Hoarding. Like, it sounds like you've got a
hoarding,
lot of
like
material.
Like bonding?
Not like bonding, no.
Hoarding?
Hoarding. Like he has
like
a lot of material.
Saving gold and silver and food.
Well, saving anything. It sounds like he has a house full of old peanut butter cans and just want to throw them away because he still needs to lick the bottom. I'm sorry, I'm being funny, but, you know, he probably is cluttered with a lot of things that he doesn't use. I know one person said, if you haven't used something for a year, you should get rid of it. Because things that you keep that you don't really use take up the space that other things can come in that would be more useful, more important to you.
We would caution you against the general rule like that because there are other factors for saving things. There is whether something is sentimental to you, has a sentimental value, and you may wish to just keep that. And maybe every 5 years, let's say it was a tape you might like to listen. Or let's say you had a tape of a very famous person and you hadn't listened to it in 7 years. You still might like to keep it because it has some kind of a traditional value to it.
Sentimental value.
Yes. Each item has its own value to the person. If it's something that is broken and doesn't look good anymore and can never be used again and can never be fixed, then it's something you might want to throw away. So each individual thing can be looked at and taken at its own value to you. Other people really can't decide for you what it is that is going to be valuable to you or not. It may be an old sweater that has some holes in it, but yet it's something that it's fun to kick around in. So to one person, it may not be worth anything to another. It may be worth a lot to relax in. So each individual thing, if you take a look at it, and then you decide, is it worth the space? Is it worth keeping it? Maybe it's an old notebook that you might like to read later on. So we take another look at another category. If it's business papers, taxes, old taxes, you may look up the tax rules and see that after a certain year, it won't be required by the tax board anymore. But before that, if it is newer than that, the tax board might require you to keep it. And this would be more than a year that you would need to keep. So there's another aspect of it, and I'm getting a call. Another aspect of it is the just a minute, let this call pass. There was, hi, this is Curia, I lost the track here. There was another point they were making that was very important to whether you might want to keep something or not. Give me a minute and I'll move back in. those tax records, and if you you might check the rules or the laws on how long you want to keep a tax record. There's backup to the tax record. There's if you have some equipment, and let's say that there's some new equipment that can replace the old equipment, and the old equipment could be working better if you got the new equipment, then you might wish to upgrade your equipment and replace something old with something new. So those are a few guidelines. That is one aspect of this. If there is further question, then text again.
I think another important factor here is if you're in a state of clutter, to be able to organize all your things so things of a similar category are together and in the same box. Because otherwise, if you have things of different categories all over the place, my experience is it kind of makes a mental fog, because each, as you walk through your space, everything is here and there and everywhere, and things that should be together. It's kind of like even with your clothes. You put all your shirts together and all your pants together, or do you have your shirts stored with your underwear? Probably not, you know? So, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Antonio, for the question. And I'll get to your other question later. Edgina asks, I believe I went to visit Pleiadians when I was sleeping last night. I remember walking to a community and hearing someone singing, and I said to myself, it must be the Pleiadian singing. I even talked to a Pleiadian who was trying to heal me. I realized they were nice beings and spiritual. Was I really with the Pleiadians in their location? And do I have a connection or past life with them? And then I would add on, if I wasn't with the Pleiadians, who was I with?
Thank you. We take a look and we see the experience, and it was very sweet. Experience, and it leaves a very good vibration.
Move your mic closer.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. We then look for the name of where you were. We see the location on another planet. There is a much good vibration on that planet. It is similar to the Pleiadians. Perhaps it is connected with the Pleiadians in a certain location, not in the main location of the majority of Pleiadians, sort of on the outskirts. Yes.
Would you say the Pleiadians are generally service to others?
not all of them, but yes.
And is there a connection between the Anunnaki and the Pleiadians?
Yes, we don't want to go deeply into it, however, at this time.
Okay. And the Pleiadians that tend to channel into this realm and communicate to us through people like Barbara Marciniak?
Yes.
And others, is that... Are they generally a positive group?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Next question. Now, John Siborowski asked this through, and Kathleen submitted it for him, and we almost asked the same question last week. So John probably did not hear it, but you can answer it very quickly, and he can go back and hear a longer answer last week or the week before. Is it possible for a cat, after it crosses over and graduates, to change and reincarnate as another animal species or a human? Or do souls stay as the same species?
They generally stay in the same species that they have been in because they have developed a lot of patterns in the lifetime as whatever they were, that patterns then would generally open the make an opening for them to reincarnate as the same species as they have been. However, it is possible that a cat could become a dog, or a dog could become a cat, or a horse could become a human, or even a human could become a cat. Or there is crossover, but it is not generally so.
Thank you. Next question. And this is from Antonio as well. Would it be good for me to meditate in a pyramid? And which kind of pyramid would be the best? And it's my understanding there's two major kinds of pyramids. It has to do with the angle. One of them is more pointed up high, and the other is equidistant on all sides.
Yeah, it would be good to meditate in a pyramid. And we, although they would, the tall one would work, we recommend one equidistant.
Mm-hmm. And one of the kinds of pyramids has a high peak, and the angles are actually listed on the internet. The other one is equidistant on all sides. And I believe the higher peak goes into the higher chakras, and the equidistant one goes into the heart chakra.
Whose question is this?
That is Antonio's again.
So, and what is the specific question to do with that?
What kind of pyramid would be best?
The equidistant pyramid.
The equidistant one, that's what I said.
Yeah, for you.
Okay. Yeah. For Antonio.
Yes.
All right. And in terms of what would be best, does material matter? I know you can make pyramids from wood, from what do you call it? That
they will all
tubing.
Work. However, they will all work. However, the some materials that would be more effective.
Any suggestion? Copper? Some people use metal, copper.
We're taking a look. We see the material is very good, but we don't see it like in your realm. So,
let me move on and ask a question about the Giza pyramid. And the Giza pyramid is supposedly oriented towards the Orion star system, and the Orion star system is supposedly where the reptilians come from. Can you explain the reason the pyramids are aimed towards the Orion star system?
It has to do with the positioning of the energies in the Orion star system. The stars are separated by a certain distance, which then is easy to line up with the Giza pyramid.
So it has nothing to do with reptilians.
We are sorting through lots of data here. It is to do with the energies of those stars and the travel routes of the extraterrestrial travel. We see that there may be some connection with the reptilians. However, that can be set aside. The Orions do have some connection with the reptilians, but as far as the lineup goes, that is not the main point.
Thank you.
We need to move on now, Ben.
Yeah, I know. Okay, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Terry. We're going to move to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, PIN 250-513.
Pound.
Yeah. Okay. So, wait 1 second.
I got it.
I'm going to unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
Seattle.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Wynn.
Much love.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Thank all of you.